Hey, Georgetown, I'm Everett.
And I'm Jake.
And welcome to the GBC Empower podcast. We need music. I need you to get your guitar out. We're going to get sued. I think you stole
copyright infringement. Yeah. I don't know. Green Acres came out such a long time ago. I'm sure there's some kind of statute of limitation there.
Oh, maybe. Like a Mickey Mouse, you know?
Maybe. I don't know.
Anyways, welcome to the GBC Empower podcast. We're actually super excited about this podcast because if you were with us this Sunday, we unveiled a vision. We unveiled something new that as a church we are going to embark on. Jake, what are we about to embark on as a church family?
Well, as my 12-year-old would say after he does anything positive, let's go!
The dude perfect catchphrase, fun fact, is let's go.
Yes, we started the Let's Go campaign, and many people are probably already aware of this. We've been trying to communicate this vision for several months here now, but it became public to our church today. And it has been such an incredible journey for our leadership as we've prepared for this. But we look forward to it being an amazing journey for our entire church, because the story of the Let's Go campaign is that Georgetown Baptist Church is on a journey of faith, that we are seeking the Lord and walking towards the future that he has set before us. And we're studying through the book of Deuteronomy. So over the next 5 weeks, we'll be in Deuteronomy chapter 1 through chapter 6, when Moses is talking to second generation Israelites and preparing them to walk towards the promised land. Mm-hmm. Now, the Let's Go campaign is not that we are walking towards the promised land of a building. We're walking towards the same promised land that Israel was walking towards. We're walking after the Lord. We're walking after what the Lord wants for us. But if anybody's been a part of our church for the last several months, it has been a vision for a long time for the next phase for our church is to have a building that we can worship in that has a higher capacity for people. Also additional space for children and for more Sunday school classes. But truthfully, the church has felt called for many years to reach our community in a very significant way. And we're excited about it, but it's not something that can be accomplished because we decided it's going to. It's something that can be accomplished when God's people come together in unity and we seek his face, we seek his will, and we respond in obedience to what he is calling. And my biggest desire out of this whole deal, and we'll share what our number one goal is here in a moment, but my personal desire is that when people are a part of this Let's Go campaign, that they will not think that they're listening to the words of men and women about this, that they actually hear the Holy Spirit the way that the leaders have heard the Holy Spirit in walking forward. Because I don't want this to be about us. I want it to be all about the Lord.
Amen. And like, it's so difficult. It's so difficult. And we know the vision that we're trying to cast, the vision that God has given us, it's so difficult. But you know what else was difficult? Crossing the Red Sea. You know what else is difficult? Crossing the Jordan. You know what else is difficult? Like, when we're trying to follow God, he's going to lead us in these steps where we have to rely on faith and faith alone. And really, as a leadership, as a staff, I think we're trying to do that. Again, we're not perfect by any means, but we're really trying to live by faith. And it's even like sharing this vision this past Sunday. There's been a lot of prayer. There's been a lot of Bible study. There's been a lot of behind the scenes stuff just to so that we can be prepared to tell you about the Let's Go campaign. And one of my personal goals, like for the church really, is that when you hear Let's Go, when you hear Capital Campaign, you're not thinking, okay, let me get my checkbook out. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me get my checkbook out. And I know it might seem like that, but really what we're asking is for our church to walk by faith, our church to lean heavily on God, and so that all of our relationships can be closer and more intimate to God, that through this Let's Go campaign, through walking through this together, we can actually become better disciples of Jesus Christ, not that we gave X amount of dollars.
Yes, it's one of those moments in our church's life that we are asking our church family to take a step forward. And financial giving is one important component of that, but there are many others. Mm-hmm. And just full transparency, you know, I've seen situations where people make these statements like, hey, we want to do this, we want to accomplish this. But reading through the lines, you know that really there's just this ulterior motive that we want you to give. That is not the goal of this campaign. We do want you to give, but we want you to give as Christ compels you to. And that's not the number one goal. The number one goal of the Let's Go campaign is 100% engagement. We want folks of all walks of life to be able to walk with us as a church family and ask the Lord to accomplish this, because, you know, we know that we are going towards a God-sized goal. And you brought up, you know, crossing the Red Sea. You know, I think about David having to walk towards Goliath. I think of Daniel having to sleep in a pit with a bunch of lions. There's just so many stories where God's people have been in places that appear to be like they're going to lose, mm-hmm. like there's no chance. And church family, I don't think we're in a place where we're going to lose. I think we're in a place where we get to have faith. And my prayer and desire is that over the next 5 weeks, that all of us will have grown even more spiritually through this. But living where we live, being in an area, and when I say where we live, I mean in Western society, mm-hmm. where my version of sacrifice is another person in this world's version of prosperity, is something that we have to think about. You know, I think about the fact that we want everyone in our church to walk forward in a form of sacrifice, because one of the best ways that you can grow closer to the Lord is by walking in a way that makes you just a tad bit uncomfortable. You know, my family and I, we're in the process. We've already turned in our commitment card of what we want to commit. And my wife and I sat down and we talked about, okay, over the next 2 years, these are some of the decisions we're going to be making because we believe in what God's doing. And, for me, this is not an offering to a building, and truthfully, it's not an offering to Georgetown Baptist Church. For our family, it's been an offering to the Lord, and we're going to trust Him to take what we've given and do only what He can do with it. So.
Yeah, it takes me back to a question. I was still in youth at the time, I believe, but kind of older, 17, 18 years old, and someone asked, are you dependent on the Lord? And my first instinct was, yeah, I am. I mean, I'm a follower of Jesus. Of course I'm dependent on the Lord. And then he goes, no, are you really dependent on the Lord? And it was like that one word. I mean, it was Holy Spirit. I mean, again, that is not the most profound sentence I've ever heard. But in that moment, it was the most profound sentence I ever heard, because it was just Holy Spirit driven. Because it's like, man, am I really, truly dependent on the Lord? And like, I've kept that with me, because it was like, I mean, I shared a little bit of my giving story during the leadership conference that we had. So if you were there, you kind of heard a little bit about it. But it was just like, I mean, I didn't start giving until I started working at the church, because again, like I felt like I had to have all my money, because it's like, man, Mal was going to college, and I mean, she's working three jobs, and I'm working at a church, and everybody knows what kind of that looks like and all this stuff. And it's like, man, no, we need everything so that we can get by and all these, you know, all these things. And it was like, you're not depending on the Lord actually at all, because if there's not full trust, if there's not full buy-in to the Lord, are you really a disciplined follower of a master? Are you really a disciple of Jesus? And so we prayed about it, and both me and Mal, we started tithing just faithfully to the church. Not because the church needed money, but because we wanted our walk, and we wanted to show God that we are truly dependent on Him. And so as we're going through this capital campaign, we're sitting with that commitment card, and we're just praying of like, okay, like it was already, like to be honest, it was already a task to tithe to the church. Mm-hmm. And we're not being asked to give more because we need it for the building. No, we're basically being asked to give more to be more dependent on God. And yes, what God's going to do with that money, we believe it's going to be a building. I'm not going to lie to you. And I'm excited about that, and I'm ready for it. But I'm not giving specifically for a building. I'm giving because I want to show my faith and dependency on God. And so again, what I said to the leadership deal, it won't look the same as it probably is not going to look the same as you. It's probably not going to be more than you or whatever. And here's the deal. Here's what I want you to know. Like, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. We're not called to give equal gifts. We're called to give equal sacrifices. And I want to sacrifice with my church.
And we think about our Savior who calls us to obedience. I mean, what is the gospel that our Savior sacrificed his own life for the sake of the church? So what an incredible privilege is it to be able to sacrifice everything back to him, to the glory of his name. And that far exceeds what a man can do.
Yeah.
And we're going to seek the Lord on this. And we're going to accept the fact that the time is now for our church family to be able to do that. And we're walking out in faith and we're trusting him, knowing that we have a problem of not being able to fit people into our space. And, and I promise you that's not something we just said because we had one or two Sundays that, you know, we couldn't do it. No, like we've really prayed about this and we want people who visit our church to be able to find a circle, to find a group of people, to find, a small group or just find their tribe. And in order to do that, we want to be able to create space for that. You know, we believe that the better our Sunday school classes are doing, our goal when we have more small groups in the future with our discipleship, that our church will go by the way that those groups go.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it's easy to think, well, man, if you can just gather a bunch of people on a Sunday morning for a worship service, then wouldn't the church thrive? And I just don't believe that. I actually believe that getting people into smaller groups and smaller Bible studies is actually going to give better life to the gathering of the saints. Mm-hmm. In order to do that, we don't have space right now for a lot of new things to begin. And we're going to make a lot of changes in the fall to be able to necessitate the growth that's already come. But this this project is going to open the door to see us be able to enhance our ability to minister to people. And then we also, I mean, this seems so simple, but we got to have a place for people to park. And so when you think about like, what is the problem? We need more classrooms, we need more worship space, and we need places for people to park. And that's why we're doing this entire Let's Go campaign, because we believe that there is a solution to this, that that the Lord is revealing to us how not only we can minister to the people that are coming to church now, but what about the next 15 to 20 years? You know, what are we doing to prepare for that period of time? And what are we willing to work through? But there has to eventually be an urgency. Mm-hmm. And that's where we're at. We believe there is an urgency to go. Let's go. Let's, you know, it's when Jesus was leaving his disciples on earth, you know, he said, I'm not leaving you. I'm going to send the Holy Spirit to be with you. But he passed a lot of authority onto his disciples. And he said, let us go make disciples among all nations. And that's what this whole thing's born off of, is we want to have that same urgency that the early church had. So please pray about that. And there's just something that's on my mind right now that's kind of happened even since we've started talking about the Let's Go campaign. Yeah. Is I'm seeing really young people in our church that are looking at what God's doing here, and they're looking beyond today about how the Lord wants to use them. And I can tell you, in my lifetime, I've seen levels of that, but not to the extent that I'm seeing it right now. And what I mean is, I'm talking to young men and young women that are a part of Georgetown, and they're coming and saying, there is something inside of me that wants to be a part of the church in a very profound way. And I've been praying to see that in my lifetime for years. And that's happening at Georgetown right now. And when I think about like this building, I'm not really thinking about myself. I'm not thinking about a place that I can preach one day. I mean, I would like to be a part of that, but I'm actually thinking about the fact that God's literally raising up a future church. Mm-hmm. And what are we doing today to lend to that? And that gets me excited. That gives me a why to, you know, my wife and I, we said, we're going to write this number down on this card that we're going to commit to. And we're going to pray that what we give is more than what we're writing down.
Yeah.
We're going to pray that God provides that we can do that, because we're very excited and cheerful to be able to give to something that's bigger than us,
mm-hmm.
harder than what we can accomplish on our own. As Scott Gallion would say, I'm fired up, man. Let's go.
Let's go. Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, I couldn't agree more on pretty much everything you said right there. I mean, it's just like, we have a problem. And the like to go back to the beginning, we have a problem. Everybody knows that we have a problem. And here's the deal. It's not a bad problem. You might remember. You probably don't remember. But I preached a few Sundays back, and I said, not all problems are bad. Because I didn't want to say in that sermon that every problem is bad, because we can think of a lot of problems that aren't bad. But all problems are inconvenient. All problems are obstacles in our way. And very often, we can kind of ignore the problem. And we're like, well, we're making do, we're fine, you know, all that stuff. And God's just really revealed that we can't do that. Well, then sometimes with the problem, we kind of do Band-Aids fix. And like, well, what if we did this? What if we did that? And it's really, it's kind of on our own might. You know, it might seem feasible, might seem doable, but because God has specifically told us how to deal with this problem, for us to do a Band-Aid fix, you know, is be like, we're not really following God's will, we're following our own. And guys, I want you to understand that we know the solution is big, and we know God is going to be the only reason that if we get a new building, God's going to be the only reason that it happened. But we know that He's given us that solution, and so we're praying every single day about this. And we, again, let's go, let us go, let us go do it together, and let us focus on God. And I definitely think you can see the urgency, at least in our voices. And hopefully you felt the urgency this past Sunday and all that stuff. And so Jake, I guess my last question would be, so now what? We heard the campaign, we've listened to this podcast, now what?
Well, you know, I have four very short lessons or things to say about that. Man, anytime a pastor says that, that's scary. Four? No, this will be quick. Number one, we need to enjoy this moment. We need to enjoy where God has us. I think it's very significant to enjoy the journey just as much as the destination.
Oh my goodness. I've heard that more often in my life than I can count, because guess what? I'm a destination guy.
Yeah, we all want to get there. We all want to slap high fives, but truthfully, I love to watch God work. I love to see God answer prayers. I love to see God change plans on us that we thought one thing was going to go this way. Now, who loves it in the moment? Probably not, but let's enjoy the fact that God has brought us to this place and praise Him for it. And then, you know, number two is you got to commit to hearing what God wants you to hear in this season. This doesn't matter if we're doing a capital campaign or not. When you come and you hear the word of God being preached and spoken, you have to come prepared to mm-hmm. hear the Lord's word. Amen. And sure, He's capable of slapping us upside the head. He's done it to me many times. But isn't it amazing when you simply say, all right, Lord, I'm open. I'm going to listen. Whether I'm excited about this or I'm concerned or I just flat out don't feel good about it, Lord, at the end of the day, you're the Lord. So I'm going to listen. I'm going to pay attention. Number three is to be an ambassador of accurate information. You know, this is a time period where a lot of vision is being shared. And, you know, I've not been at Georgetown as long as you, Maverick, but I'm pretty sure there's more vision being shared right now than in a very long time.
I agree.
And that can sometimes feel like trying to drink out of a fire hydrant. Mm-hmm. But when you hear information, be an ambassador. Go in, and when people are talking about what's going on at Georgetown, what's being said, what are their real goals? Take the information you hear and share that with other people. And then, you know, as the last one, you know, commit to making a financial commitment. And that is a big ask, but we're asking our whole church family. And when I say whole, I mean everybody. The teenagers are making a goal for how they're going to they're going to give sacrificially, but you may not know what you need to give, but you can commit to saying, Lord, I am going to give, because there's certain things you just don't have to question. Yeah. You know, if somebody ever says, should I help orphans or widows? You don't have to question that, because the Bible literally says pure and undefiled religion is this: he who helps orphan and widows in their distress, and he who keeps himself unstained from the world. James 1:27. Well, there's no difference in that than should I financially support the local church? Mm-hmm. The number pales in comparison to the sacrifice, to say, Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm not telling you that because I'm a pastor needing you to give. I'm telling you that because the Bible simply says it. And at the end of the day, that's the only word that matters. And so please don't hear our words in this. Hear the word of the Lord. Trust him and let him work in your own heart. But I can't wait. Please be here for the next 4 Sundays, if at all possible, because the Lord's doing a work in our midst that I think we're going to be talking about in a long time.
I think so too. And I love that we're trying to get full participation, and it's not so that we can reach this magic number faster, but we want our whole church to be obedient to God, because we know if our whole church is obedient to God, God's going to bless this. Yes. God's going to reward this, because it's like, why wouldn't God want to be a part of an obedient church? Right. You know, so we're asking the youth, guess what? I prayed and God gave me a number for the youth, and we'll be sharing that real soon. And it's not so that we can build the church faster. It's because, man, I want the youth to be involved in something, and I want them to be obedient to Christ just as much as the rest of our church is. And so that's the now what. Yep. You heard the urgency, now what. Be in prayer. Seek God through this. And share the vision with us, and let's be obedient together. So thank you so much for listening to this podcast. And like Jake said, please be here for the next 4 Sundays. They're going to be real special, and it's not just going to be about money. It's going to be about having faith in Christ, because that's really what we're being asked to do right here. So anyways, love you guys. Thank you so much for listening to the GBC Empower. Thank you for listening to our quirkiness, our weirdness, but anyways, just thank you. And if you have any questions, please come find us, and have a great rest of your Sunday. Take care.